KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Washington, D.C. this morning is teeming with red hats.
So why are you here today?
To see President Trump before he gets inaugurated as president. Greatest American comeback in American history.
As the clock ticks down to Donald Trump's second inauguration, President Biden has issued numerous preemptive pardons, including one for Dr. Anthony Fauci and one for former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, who called Donald Trump a fascist. Also pardoned members of the House Select Committee on the January 6th Capitol riot. Now, last night, the president-elect promised to release many of those who were convicted of taking part in the riot, telling his supporters,
"Tomorrow, everybody in this very large arena will be very happy with my decision on the J6 hostages."
The swearing-in will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's a big day today, the inauguration of a new president, and it's a holiday. To celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, kids don't have school. There's a big celebration tonight at the Overture hosted by the King Coalition. That's Madison's and Dane County's official observance of the holiday, so our leaders will be there, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway and Dane County Executive Melissa Agard. There are speakers, advocacy groups, and they'll honor two people with the MLK Humanitarian Award, Dane County Emergency Management Director Charles Tubbs and local health advocate Sheree Wallace. The coalition is also hosting middle school students for a day of service. Meanwhile, we have the transfer of power today in the nation's capital. One of the biggest stories over the weekend was the TikTok blackout and subsequent return. Users got a message thanking the incoming president for assuring the company that the app will be safe. But get this, before it returned, one Wisconsin man was so upset about the TikTok ban, he turned to arson. Lisa Hale has the story.
A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to the office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police found the suspect near the strip mall soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of a TikTok ban that went into effect over the weekend. The fire was contained to the outside of the building, damaging the siding and an air conditioning unit. The suspect is being held in the Fond du Lac County Jail with a charge of arson being referred to the district attorney's office. Grothman was one of 360 House members who voted last year for a bill that would force TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the app or be banned in the U.S. Ironically, the TikTok ban was suspended Sunday, with the app saying it is working with President Trump to find a solution.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter, we won the game. You know, now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter. We won the game.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's just driving, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX. And the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Pat McBride will tell us some unbelievable Wisconsin sports stories.
And the Humane Society will continue their dating game for all those lovable pets.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All these journalists are like, Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Are you going to the inauguration? Let me make myself clear. I don't celebrate rapists. So no, I'm not going to the inauguration.
That's my girl, AOC. Happy Martin Luther King and Nothing Else Day, yeah. Everyone. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Look at me. You're I'm going for work. A Martin Luther King bike ride with my Major Taylor Cycling Club, some of whom my family members of Major Taylor lost to other homes in Altadena. That's what I will be doing today, what I love with who I love. Starting with you two.
You're the man keeping us
who
down.
Who I'm also somewhat affectionate about. What?
You're the man keeping us down, though.
Yes, I am. I'm making us work on Martin Luther King and Nothing Else Day. Can I just say... Wow. Even before he's president, we're in the find out part of the around and find out plan. I thought the people that couldn't afford the eggs and the gas like a couple months ago, they spent thousands of dollars to come to D.C. And what now? He's not. He's too much of a see because it's cold out. Is that what this that was the latest excuse? Let's invade Greenland. Oh, it's too cold out. Let's go inside. Oh, my God. What a giant. See, oh, my God. I can't. All the people they're interviewing, the maggots, they're like, wait, we can't see it now? We have farms and you don't get to not feed the cows when it's cold. Okay, can I just say just as cold for Obama and JFK and on and on's inauguration? Giant. And of course, it's not about that. It's about crowd size. Oh, by the way, Frangela tweeted about it too. It's empty. DC's empty. There's hotel rooms available. They knew by the amount of hotel rooms, the tickets bought, it was going to look pathetic. Nobody was going to this stupid inauguration, right? How do you have a parade inside? Let's have a parade
in here.
He's
just going to march around.
Let's have
the
a parade in here this morning.
Okay. like a conga line.
Don't we have a Nazi march in honor of, you know, Cheetolini, Orange
Hitler? We can
just play,
you know, musical chairs.
Right. We're having an inaugural parade. And we're marching. Are they marching in place?
In a circle around the Capitol dome.
Yeah, that's
inside.
The only way they can do that. Yeah.
Right in the poorest space, not too long.
And he's being so
that's like when it's too cold and I need to exercise when I'm on the road, I walk in the hallway. They're just walking up and down
you
the hotel
really?
Hallway. Yeah, because I'm a nerd. Listen, my blood is thinned out. It is. My sister and I went to see my mom and dad's grave at Arlington in the freezing rain. But there is snow still on the ground there, and so it was. We got lost. We couldn't find the grave, and it was like that scene from The Sopranos. We were like eating ketchup packets and like, "Mommy, Daddy." We didn't. It was a comedy of errors, as it always is. But then we finally found it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it's not only emotional, but it's my name. My mom's
right.
Yeah. Her name is Stephanie Miller, and so yeah, it's the new inscription is on there. So, and I just thought of it, Arlington, of all the places Trump has desecrated, of course, is that one. For so many of us that hold that ground sacred, which obviously a lot of us do. So, go, Chris, on Happy Martin Luther King and Nothing Else Day.
Uh-huh.
Who said our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter?
Charlie Brown.
No, it's Martin Luther King, for God's sakes.
Okay.
As I said Saturday night at Sexy Liberal, this is you, Trump Central. This is not bending the knee central. The resistance has begun. It is right here. The not obeying in advance central is here, right here. Oh, my God, what can we say about Sexy Liberal? It is a little tough. We've been doing this show, we realize, 15 years.
Yes.
We just, I hadn't counted. This was our 18th show. We did 18 shows this year.
1 year, yeah.
We started a year ago in San Francisco, and this was the 18th and final Sexy Liberal show in D.C. And it was, you know, everyone's saying again, best show ever, but it was just, the energy was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Olivia Troy, Harry Dunn, and JoJo from Jurors on panel. Sadly, because Donald Trump has begun ruining everything, Jamie Rask, the security perimeter around the Warner.
Yeah.
Because of Secret Service was insane.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think Representative Raskin's security people felt comfortable. We couldn't get him parking right
Got
next
it.
To the theater.
Yeah.
And, you know, frankly,
I taught his people. They're very nice.
Yeah. No, he seemed sincerely, you know,
yeah, they were
sad
very,
that he could not make it. But it was just, again, nobody wants to risk him. He's one of our fiercest democracy warriors. So, Tara Setmeyer, same. She was trying to find parking for like an hour, couldn't get in. George Conway said he was sick. I don't know if I buy it. But, just kidding.
Well, he's still a Republican,
George Conway,
so, you know.
I don't know. One of those former Republicans.
On you.
Not sure about him. You better have had a sore throat, George.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. But, and then also Olivia Troy fell off the stool during the panel, and I'm like, oh my God, MAGA didn't kill her, but Sexy Liberal almost did. I don't know what happened. It was a shaky. I think Stephen Miller was there like a, you know, Wile E. Coyote, like.
Okay. We shouldn't get our stools from Acme then.
No.
Right.
Those Acme stools were not. No, she was okay. But okay. I was talking to Harry Dunn. She was like, bloop. I was like, oh, crap.
Well, she's like 4'6", so she didn't have far to fall.
Harry Dunn is 6'7".
Yeah.
And a mountain of a patriot of a man. Yeah. He's fantastic.
Towering over Bob Seska is not easy.
Right.
Yeah. I did. I was talking to him. I'm like, ooh, I feel like I'm in Land of the Giants. What is happening? Olivia Troy came in and said, hi, I'm Harry Dunn security tonight.
That's funny.
That's very funny.
She's funny.
She's funny.
She's very funny. I got to call George Bush a war criminal to her face. So that was fun.
Oh, good.
She's a patriot. Speaking of, you know, people that are modeling bravery,
absolutely.
Right? It was an amazing night. Thank you. And by the way, if you want to know how you support this, you Trump Central and all of the heroes, the democracy warriors in it, $20 pay-per-view. And it supports all of the John Fugelsang and Hal Sparks and Frangela and this whole thing we've been doing for 15 years.
And it's entertaining.
Oh, my God, it was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, everybody was brilliant. So, yeah, sexyliberal.com. I don't know. It's available. You can watch it. I don't know how
for
long.
For a good month.
Yeah, a few months, I believe.
Yeah. Because, as you know, the bull... Oh, do you have Maisie Hirono on hold? Because the bull has begun already. As our friend David Pakman said, it's a miracle. Trump has courageously saved TikTok somehow after TikTok banned itself for a few hours. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
That is such bull... I can hardly say.
Are you kidding me? And, of course, there's enough stupids to believe this bull... Are you kidding me with this? Oh, my God. And TikTok... get their tongue up Trump's... But, oh, because Donald Trump's going to say this. But are you kidding me? First of all, Joe Biden was still president. He wasn't banned. They did this whole performative thing. So I'm sure Trump and his buddies can make money somehow.
Absolutely.
He's the one that banned it. Oh, my God. This is what they depend on is we just memory hole everything. He's the one that banned it. I swear, you know what we're going to find out this week, Jody? You know what we're going to find out?
What?
I bet you he started the fires out here because he's going to show up this week out here, he said, in L.A. And he's going to go, there you go. I put the fires out. I'm telling you, he's the arsonist that's going to show up and put the fires out. Oh, my God.
We'll see what happens with our red flag warning today.
Right.
Oh, I know. That's what people don't get is, like, this isn't over yet.
No.
Our trauma is not over yet.
No. This is just going to be like a 24-hour red flag period.
God, so, I didn't think I could hate anyone as much as Donald Trump. But Mike Johnson and that smug, condescending face. Oh, my God. Are you going to, you know, condition aid? He was asked. He was like, well, yes, because, you know, until Democratic, until officials stop making foolish decisions that make it worse.
Sorry, Louisiana, what?
Thank you. What? And thank you, Kristen Welker. What's, where's the follow-up? What foolish decisions did they make? That are you kidding? Really? In what way are Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom responsible for 8 months of drought and 100-mile-an-hour fire hurricanes that no fire department in the world could have done any better with?
Don't
oh, my God. But, I mean, seriously, why don't you just at least fact-check all the lies to his face? Well, a lot of the reservoirs were full. They didn't stop firefighters from coming in. It doesn't have anything to do with smelt. It's like, what foolish decisions did Democratic officials make that they need to make? Oh, my God. That's what we need right now is a lecture from Mike Johnson when we're still in the middle of this.
I was on the freeway yesterday, and I passed a Portland fire truck. And
yes,
like,
thank you.
Oh, so they did make it
right
in.
Didn't Fox News tell you they stopped all the firefighters from Oregon at the border because something.
Lying liars that lie.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But yes, hello, Kristen, ask him, what really, what decisions did anyone make here that caused this or made this worse? None. All of the things you're hearing are lies.
They're on a throne of lies.
Yes, they are liars that sit on a throne of lies with a bunch of other lying liars.
Mm-hmm. Some lie town.
You sit on a throne of lies.
I mean, seriously, this is what it's going to be like, Chris. I mean, seriously, you're giving Trump any credit for the Middle East? Oh, my God. This is the problem. It's so many people that go, oh, look what he did. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, he's getting
Joe Biden negotiated this for 15 months. This is the exact template that he put forward. It's just, oh, my God. The sucking up and the obeying in advance, and he's not even in yet. It's just, sorry.
She'll be okay.
I have a hairball. I have a fascism hairball.
Please don't make that noise again.
Yeah, please stop doing that. It's almost as bad as his version of
the whole that anybody's weight. Buying it, that it's he's not having the... Oh, my God. I can't believe he just, you know, all his own supporters already and moved it inside and that no one's going, oh, give me a break. It's obviously your crowd size was going to be teeny tiny. Oh, my God. Oh, and then it's as the big dumb reality show starts, Chris. I mean, what is it, 50 executive orders he's doing today that he's going to do at a rally?
Yeah.
Big, dumb, mean.
31.
You know what I'm already rooting for is the incompetence? Because like, Tom Homan went on Fox and Jesse Waters was like, oh, are we supposed to say anything about the raid in Chicago? Oh, now they're like, oh, maybe it won't be Chicago. We already told you we're going to... This is it. They're going to target blue cities. It already leaks that it's going to be Chicago tomorrow.
I saw a list of 10 cities this morning.
Yeah, he's
God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a big, dumb, mean reality show for his stupid right. Because you're going to have to be placated for getting over, for spending thousands of dollars to go to D.C. and they can't watch now, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just right. All his billionaire buddies are going to get to be in the warm watching it. It's such a... Oh, such a great...
But he's a man of the people, Stephanie.
People that are freezing their asses off because they're idiots. I was on the plane. Did you see me on social media? Surrounded by Trumpers, including the lady next to me in the Make America Great hat. She's from Beverly Hills. She had some a chemical peel that hadn't gone well, so she's putting vitamin E on... And she's dating. Her boyfriend is picking her up. He's the head of Bikers for Trump. It seems to be a little trouble in paradise there. I can't imagine why. Anyway, she was introducing me to other Trumpers. And she's like, oh, she's not for Trump, but she's really nice. I'm like, yeah, because I was raised right. I didn't tell you to her face what a stupid whore you are for voting for that Hitler. And now egg prices are going to be $11 billion because of tariffs, you stupid.
Oh, and bird flu.
Yeah, we're going to die of polio. Thanks a lot, you stupid whore. No, I didn't say that because I'm really nice.
I don't think we import a lot of eggs.
We don't.
Okay, can I just read this real quick? Because I will tell you right now what's going to make me cry, because this was an emotional weekend for all of us, not just, you know, sexy liberal seeing my mom's inscription on the grave, all that stuff. But, oh, my God, it's just the people, the stories, all the life stuff we're all going through on top of this today makes me... Remember why we're here. Amanda in Richmond wrote me, God. Thanks for sexy liberal mama. I tried to call to about Sexy Liberal to thank you for it a number of reasons. I was at the Durham Sexy Liberal show in September, my third overall, but the first with my mom in tow. I've been trying to convert her to the Church of Mama and her mooks for years, and she finally agreed to come with me. I'd forgotten my tickets were actually front row center. That was quite the introduction for my mom.
Oh,
this is
God.
Where you play the Nice Beaver clip. Mm. Oops. Sorry, Mom. But
nice
I think,
beaver.
But she had,
thank you. I just had it stuffed.
But she had a great time. Being a power MSNBC viewer, she was already familiar with, a fan of Fugelsang. Sexy Liberal was her introduction note of Frangela and Hal. She was particularly enchanted by them. I was hoping to convince her to come to Sexy Liberal in D.C. in January, even after the devastating election results. She said she would let me know after Christmas or New Year's. Sadly, Mama, that decision never came. While we're now seeing people's lives in California upended and forever changed by massive fires, the fire that thoroughly obliterated my world arrived 10 days before Christmas. It was confined to two rooms in my mom's apartment, but the smoke and the heat killed my mother in the third room. You've experienced parental loss. This is my first, so I'm sure you understand how I've been totally adrift in the last month. Yeah, Amanda, I do. But your show is something I've been able to come back to, cling to, helps me feel a little bit normal again, even if it's in fits and starts. As hard as it's been to hear about this upcoming edition of Sexy Liberal, it won't be our next triumphant mother-daughter outing. It occurred to me that the trip to Durham Sexy Liberal was the last gift I would ever give her. And Mama, I will treasure it as I've treasured your show and the Stephanie Miller community since, I think, 2007, whenever it was Keith Olbermann name-checked you over the sock incident. Oh, my Fox News death threat, yeah. The Sexy Liberal shows are especially a gift to us, the community of misfit, bleeding heart, blue dreamers who can feel very alone out here in these seas of regrettable red. I'll never be able to thank you enough for this gift to Steph Heads at large and to the gift to me personally. Safe travels, Mama. All my love to Chris, Jody, and the whole crew. Amanda in Richmond. Oh, wow. Thank you, Amanda. I needed that today. I don't know about you, but my love and light out to you, because, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. A lot of people, a lot of stories at the meet and greet. Stuff people is, people are, I can't even get my grammar
people
right.
Is?
People is going through.
Yeah.
People is, are, done. Something's got to be did. Okay, let me.
Let's break.
That's a good plan.
Rude Pundit's coming up. Thank God. I need a little filth.
Yeah.
21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show, thank God I had my cozy earth pajamas with me. Because let me just say my sister does snore a little bit.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I'm sharing my hotel room with her. However, I brought a little bit home with me, my cozy earth pajamas. Which are so soft, so schnoogly. It's cold in D.C.
It is.
It's cold. Yeah, I brought the long sleevers. 100-night sleep trial. See if I'm lying. The sheets also made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. I have the duvet cover. I have the comforter itself. I have the sheets. And I'm telling you, the bamboo pajama set, men's, women's, you name it, soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton, keeps you perfectly comfortable. Better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in luxury. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, don't forget to say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Well, we've all heard of weight loss scams. You know me. I'm a big healthy diet and exercise person. But here's why I trust Lean is the real deal for weight loss. I just gave it to my nephew who's trying to take off a few pounds. Lean was created by a medical doctor and a university researcher. The clinical team behind Lean, very upfront, they say if you only have a few pounds to lose, non-prescription Lean is not for you. Just exercise a little bit more. Lean is for frustrated dieters who want to lose meaningful weight but aren't into injections. Yeah, those work, but they can carry side effects.
effects. Shots work in part by lowering blood pressure and regulating appetite. The science behind lean is impressive. Its natural studied ingredients target weight loss in similar ways. One, lean helps maintain healthy blood sugar. Two, helps control appetite and cravings. Three, helps burn fat by converting fat to energy. If you're ready to lose weight a smarter way, let me get you started with my personal discount. The code is Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's Stephanie20 at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Verlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. I love you so.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Martin Luther King and Nothing Else Day, everybody. Rue Pundit coming up in just a couple of minutes. Shirley in Virginia. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Miss Steph. Hello, team. I'm sorry I missed the show on Saturday. I've had tickets since April, and my house got broken into on Friday.
Oh, no.
So I was a little freaked.
Oh, so yeah, sorry. I had a break-in a few months ago. I know. Your peace of mind.
So alike.
Yeah, we're exactly alike. Oh, my God.
But I still have Chris's little, Wedgwood, and I had something for you, too, and I'd like to mail it to you after market for Jilly, but it'll be in the post soon come.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm so sorry about your house, and we missed you. Get pay-per-view, though. It was fantastic.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, I will. And I was right up front.
Dang it. But you know what? Everybody's right up front for only $20. Pay-per-view. Get it. SexyLevel.com.
Yep.
You know who was there? Kevin in D.C. was there.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody. Right off the bat, I want to congratulate you for your show. The only thing I'm sorry is, one, I didn't get to torture Chris with more nerd questions. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
And And I still happen to be up close. Stephanie's been so generous with her beautiful girlfriend. They give such good greeting, especially JoJo.
My fake straight girlfriend, JoJo. Yeah, okay. I was like, did I bring a girlfriend? I don't remember. Oh, yes, JoJo. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of girlfriend. Yeah. You know, but anyway, and I wasn't going to go because of the event in November, but I'm glad I did, especially meeting Officer Dunn.
Yep, absolutely. You could tell the way people were staring at him. Oh, my God, just a hero and a patriot. Glad the president pardoned the January 6th committee. Thank you, President Biden. All right, Rude Pundit next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thank you.
Why are you wearing this jacket? You're indoors right now.
I thought this podcast was going to be outside. Have you moved it inside?
We have moved it inside. That's where the podcast will be taking place. But
this thing is hot, man. I thought we were going to be outside. I'm sorry. Yeah.
We are inside. The inauguration is going to be moved inside, but I do like the jacket. I do want to ask you this, though.
By the way, that's probably a good... I mean, look, him moving it inside, probably a good move. Like, I put my old emergency management hat on for a second, and I probably think to myself, well, there's thousands of people working outside. They're going to be out there all day. You know, you're talking about law enforcement, and you're talking about security personnel, emergency management folks, first responders. You're talking about horses. So, you know, if I put that hat on, yeah, I think the president's making a good decision. If you just ask me, Jared Moskowitz, right, me personally, this is also a great way to avoid shrinkage. And I'm specifically talking about crowd size, of course.
Jared Moskowitz, one of our democracy warriors. Also the key, funny, mm-hmm. smart, funny.
Yep.
God bless him and the Jasmine Crocketts of the world. Chris, speaking of who said, dear Democratic leaders, we needed to take the fight to Donald Trump and the oligarchy he is ushering in power. Stop being silent or worse, looking for common ground with a convicted felon adjudicated rapist who attempted a coup and incited the January 6th terrorist attack. If you can't do that, then step aside, because we need fighters, not doormats for the MAGA agenda. Who said that?
Homestar Runner.
No, that was Dean Obadala, who will join us in hour three. Democracy warrior. Oh, look, there's another
hey,
one.
Rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's out and let Freddy in.
Remember, hey, Rude, you better joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Hiya, Rude. Happy inauguration.
Good morning.
I mean, excuse me, happy Martin Luther King and nothing else day. Good morning.
Happy Martin Luther King. I'm celebrating by drinking gin first thing in the morning.
All right. Man. Someone has to.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Okay.
Good morning. Isn't it a great morning? Isn't it? I mean, I do love the preemptive pardons. That was a,
yes.
That was a fun.
Yes, for Dr. Fauci, General Milley, the J6 committee. Good for him. Thank you, President Biden. Because I'm sorry, we are at noon today Eastern, moving into a new lawless frigging America. I mean, it's
I just heard that he's going to issue an executive order saying that renaming the Gulf of Mexico and
the Gulf of America.
America. Yeah.
So the big dumb reality show starts in just a few hours. This is what I said.
The Gulf of America. The Gulf of America.
Yeah, he can't do that by executive. Okay, never mind.
He can demand. This is what will be hilarious, is he will demand that every document that comes out of the federal government talks about a hurricane in the Gulf of America.
Yeah.
The National Weather Service, that's what they'll be talking about. That's what we have to look forward to, Stephanie.
All right. Point and laugh. That's our best strategy for the next 4 years. Point and laugh.
And they can change the name to Crypto.com Arena. I'm still going to call it Staples Center.
There you go. You started your piece this week with, we've seen the definite signs of the abject stupidity of the American voter in 2024 in so many ways. I was, the MAGA lady I was sitting next to on the plane route had a, Chris, you remember my St. Bernard Chester, God rest him, his eyes, there was just sort of nothing going on.
Yeah, nobody applied.
That was it, just kind of, nothing going on behind the eyes,
No, unless Trump's telling them to do something, they have no ability to function, you know?
I mean, seriously, do you think any of these people that had no money for eggs 2 months ago and spent thousands of dollars to go to D.C., do they feel at all
You almost did it.
Effed yet? Sorry. I'm
so
really
close,
tired. I've had an hour of sleep all weekend. Do you think they feel effed yet? I mean, seriously. Aren't they?
Oh. You know what? They don't. They don't, because they're sitting there going, well, okay, it's our president, you know, and
I think they've got nowhere to go. They've got nowhere to go. There's like, it's hilarious. I mean,
they get to go into to an arena and for a viewing party. I think that's what's going on.
But there's not enough room for, you know what I mean? It's not.
There's enough room for as many people as we're going to go to this.
For that teeny crowd, I guess. Anyway, but it's just.
If there were still hotel rooms available in D.C.,
and didn't they change it now from it's too cold, but assassination attempts, which I'm like, both of those, whatever you think of them, right wing Trump support. Yeah. Like, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's who would primarily have been there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You just said it's even worse when it comes to things people believe that are simply untrue. We've been talking about this for months, Rude. You said, for instance, a Gallup poll released this week showed a majority of voters don't know what they're talking about. They were asked if you believe the United States has made progress, stood still, or lost ground in each of these during the last 4 years since Biden became president on a variety of issues. A majority said we've lost ground on immigration, 64% the economy, and crime, among others. And that's simply objectively untrue. Immigration is under greater control than it's been in years. So much so there isn't much for Trump to do at the southern border. The economy's doing great. Crime rates are at historic lows. That's the whole ball game right there, as we've been talking about. It wasn't all of those issues. It was the disinformation about those issues that enough people believed, right?
And Trump's going to come in and he's going to issue, say that we're under a national emergency, and he's going to use that as an excuse to do all kinds of things. And it's just not reality. He's gonna have a national emergency on energy, and so that will allow him to open up places for people to drill, for companies to drill for oil. And it's like they aren't using all of the leases that they have now. Right. There's so much oil drilling going on. There's so much oil production going on in this country. But he's gonna act like it's an emergency that because that way it makes him look like the great grand leader.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact that he's doing these executive orders in front of the crowd, around, it's just like, oh, here we go with this. Just, you know, I don't know who's dumb enough to buy the TikTok thing, but I guess enough the people that voted for him. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, no matter how much, you know, you want to post tweets of like Charlie Kirk saying ban TikTok and then later saying Trump's right, we need TikTok back. It's.
They just think, you know, whatever Trump thinks at the moment, which changes by the hour. Whatever Trump says, they're like, oh, yes, that now.
It's mostly people who aren't politically engaged in any way, shape, or form. Their TikTok was taken away, and then their TikTok was reinstated, and TikTok said it was because of Trump. Yep. That is what they see.
Oh, yeah. No. TikTok.
All a grift, as usual.
The CEO is like, you know, 2 seconds away from, you know, talking about what a massive penis Trump has. Oh, my God, your penis is so much bigger than every other penis.
It's about controlling every information space. So, you know, he lets, you know, what America, is that even legal that America owns the half of it? Whatever, you're like, oh, this is once again about how Trump or his buddies can make money somehow on this. But yeah, you just say, I get that if we face a flood of disinformation that the right wing, especially MAGA in chief, is responsible for. Just about every word out of Trump's mouth hole during the campaign was a lie. He continues to lie. He'll change his tune the second he's inaugurated and declared that he alone is responsible for every good thing he's inheriting as he comes into office. Of course, the slathering hordes of idiots who hang on his every word believe him over anything their eyes or ears might tell them. I mean, yeah, America will be a whole country right up until 12:01 today Eastern, right?
Yeah,
and then suddenly,
it's okay to love America again. You know, once we get rid of those DEI policies and declare that there's no such thing as, you know, trans people. It's gonna be so disgusting. It's gonna drive us insane. It's gonna drive us to drink.
Yeah.
Hey. Cheers.
I totally buy that's gin and not water. Okay. You said, I guess what I'm getting here, while our access to information has blown up to an unwieldy size, so too is our capacity for accepting facts and ideas that don't comport with what we desire to believe. You said, for example, it should have been an easy task to disabuse people of the notion that trans people are taking over schools or whatever nonsense the right was propagating. There are only 5 trans girls competing as girls in sports in K-12 public schools. Read that again, 5. Yeah. And there are fewer than 10 trans athletes in all of college sports. So you just said it, what the right is especially good at is flooding people with sources of information that all affirm each other, from Fox, quote-unquote, news, and its devolved descendants to podcasts from verminous exploiters like Steve Bannon, Ben Shapiro, to other kinds of media, social or otherwise, so the people have the illusion of being informed. That's important, Rude, because of this daisy chain of affirmation. You only need a couple percent of people who aren't true believers to think one lie or another is real, and you've won an election. We're moving into a government that is going to control the information it allows to be disseminated from the government. That's the other thing. He's already, you know, co-opted all the, right, between Musk and what's his F?
Zuckerberg,
yeah.
Like all the, he's already, like, you know, got now TikTok, presumably, right? He just, they're going to control the vertical and the horizontal, right?
They'll control, you know, how that information is disseminated through the algorithm, and that they use to get things noticed. Yeah. Oh, Zuckerberg, by the way, is at church this morning with Trump.
God. Oh, Lord.
If there really is a God, that church would have burst into flames.
From
a lightning strike. From a cartoonishly large lightning strike.
Oh, yeah. No, or even better, just, you know, claws coming up from underneath, dragging him
yes,
under.
Satan's claw.
Yeah.
Just opening. Yeah. You said the entire operation of our federal system will be wholly based on lies and disinformation. Yes, yeah, strap in, man. Or strap on, if you, because I'm guessing that's where you would go.
I believe they've already strapped on and they're ready for us.
Oh, boy. Yeah, oh, okay. So you said the point to all this is that the information is there. It used to not be there, but it's all there. You can know what's real and what's not. You choose not to. That's what makes you stupid. What makes you even stupider for electing Donald Trump. That's my thesis for understanding 24. The voters informed themselves, quote unquote, to death, meaning they embraced false information, pretended it was real, didn't care when it pointed out that they were objectively wrong for whatever reason, racism or transphobia or misogyny or whatever. Facts went out the window, and frankly, you're just stupid if you're prejudice matters more than truth. Stupidity won, so we get a stupidity personified running the joint. I mean, it is going to be, we just have to stupid proof ourselves, because it's going to be really stupid and really mean. We just are going to have to, I keep saying self-care is so important, right? Figuring out how to keep your sanity, take care of yourself. And I keep saying, I think humor is one of the most important tools. It takes away their power and it restores yours. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's fun to mock them. And, you know, even when it's not funny, you know, it's important to point out, you know, that, you know, no, in fact, his penis is very small. And we actually have confirmation of that, but from somebody who saw it.
Yeah. And this is why, speaking
of a fact check, I never thought I would have to make, but
So we were mentioning Biden issuing last-minute preemptive pardons to General Milley, Anthony Fauci, the members of the J6 committee, U.S. Capitol police officers who testified. I say good, because I've been saying this for a long time, Rude. Like, if you think we're in some real, you know, world that we recognize where facts or evidence actually matter, you know, for to be investigated or charged with crimes in this new administration, you're crazy.
Oh, and it's going to be hilarious to see all the people on the right that are like, this is illegal, you know, we need to do something about this. This is, you can't do this. And, you know, people that are, you know, just elected a felon rapist who is actively seeking bribes through his cryptocurrency.
Thank you. And spare me, by the way, he's already pardoned a rogues gallery of criminals, and he will continue to. It's not like, oh, well, now Trump's going to pardon.
Right. And that's what people on the left will say is, well, you know, you've set a precedent now for it'll excuse Trump's actions. And it's like, really? You think that's what's going to stop him? Is if Biden had said, you know what, for the good of the country, I'm going to keep adhering to norms.
What a grifty show this is going to be. You know what? Oh, did you see? You know what might cause Melania to pursue her?
Individual liberty?
Yeah, is that her coin? Isn't her coin causing the Trump
to
crash?
Yeah,
so that might be what causes the divorce.
Yes.
Because the big bag of rats is already fighting, so her coin is, her grifty coin is, okay, something.
So you're saying it sort of lost its peak, and started to fall when confronted with when Melania got involved.
I see what you did there. Oh God. Good luck to us. Happy gin drinking day to you, sir.
Happy Ginger. You want? By the way, you want a Martin Luther King quote? I actually have a Martin Luther King quote.
Sure.
If you'd like one.
Yes, please.
Here, this is from a speech of one of his sermons where he talks about mean people. And he's, have you ever seen mean people? And he says he lives in his cell, bitter and angry with life, and he has sort of demonical grudge against life. And he seeks to solve his frustration by taking all of this out on other people. Maybe sometimes he's mean to his children or mean to his wife or mean to people around and because he can't find life itself. And so he's looking for payback for what the universe has done for him. So he takes his bitterness and hate out on these things. And it's just
Martin
about
Luther King. Oh, you already told us, Martin Luther King.
No, it's Martin Luther King talking about the bitterness of mean people.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're mean even when they win. I don't know what the deal is. I was just amongst them. It's just extraordinary. I know. I thought, oh, are they going to break into the Capitol and run it again because Trump locked them out this time?
Wouldn't that be? I would love that. I would love that if they all brought their own feces to fling at the Capitol.
Oh God! All right. Best of luck.
That's what'll be coming out at us.
Yeah. Exactly. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks.
We're at the chimp exhibit at the zoo. Just, another face full of, okay.
See you at the gulag next week.
See you at the gulag. Bye. Wow. 49, chimp poo in my eye. 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our desperately needed CBD.
Yep.
I think this is going to go through the roof, don't you?
I think so.
Next 4 years.
Stock up.
If you, right, you need to look calm, you need to sleep better, mood, focus, CBD, I'm telling you, CBD Distillery is the source we trust. I'm going to overdo it on my bike today.
You are.
I'm Martin Luther King Day ride with my Major Taylor Club to Disneyland, Chris, your ancestral homeland.
Yes.
It's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, focus, even pain after exercise. I'm going to be using that relief stick later today. I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of sources of CBD out there. We trust CB Distillery. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or any other health concern, try something different. CBD from CB Distillery, 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in the code Stephanie.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like our Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text Miller to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com, and for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's the coldest weather we've had yet. Overnight, temperatures dipped to 13 below zero, and that's just the temperature, not the wind chill. Once we hit wind chills of about 20 below zero, you can get frostbite within 30 minutes. Tomorrow, our high is 1, and things will start to get a little more reasonable on Wednesday. Two Madison shelters are currently operating under cold weather night rules, which means they won't turn anyone away due to capacity limits or suspensions. That includes Porchlight Men's Shelter and the Salvation Army Women's Shelter. Meanwhile, Middleton has opened warming centers, and because today's a holiday, City Hall, the library, and the Senior Center are closed. They'll be back open tomorrow. Today, people can still stay warm at the police department and the fire department. This is the kind of weather where pipes can freeze fast and burst. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on what you should do to prevent that in your home.
One mistake people make is not having the heat high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set in the mid-60s, at least, and even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap are running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So, it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam. And let small drops of water drip from your faucet. It helps reduce the pressure and helps prevent freezing pipes. And if you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and to make sure that they're monitored and away from flammable materials.
And I've seen more and more of them at the curb these last few days. Remember, if you still have your Christmas tree, this is your last chance to have it picked up. The Madison Streets Division will have crews grabbing them all week starting tomorrow because today's a federal holiday. You can set your tree out at the curb and they may pick it up with your garbage this week. For more on all our shows, you can head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 2 above for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill factor will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 12 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 1 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they
of
had
that.
The Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, should you keep a non-traditional pet? Pluses and negatives. We'll talk about it with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Writing this now, do it to your opening monologue. Yes, my opening monologue almost was exclusively Trump. That's the point. It's the point of everything now. This is Trump Central. Anyway, together we will face these dark years with joy, fun, and perseverance. That's the key. The resistance is on. Viva la resistance! Mark in Florida. Escargot.
Cool de sac.
I'll say Pepe Le Pew. Okay, one more. Chuck, that pay-per-view was worth way more than $20. I know, right?
Right.
Good morning, Mama. The pay-per-view was one of the best shows I've seen in recent memory. Everyone was great start to finish. Thank you all for each and every hilarious moment. Chuck in Virginia, we're going to need to laugh. I suggest it as alternative programming today, too.
Yeah.
Dexter.
Yeah.
Just fun, watch Dexter. Fun, it's more fun. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Boo Boo Foo.
Hi, good morning. Well, I went to the People's March and then came home and got in my PJs and watched the show, and it was amazing. Everybody run out and get the pay-per-view.
Sexyliberal.com.
It was so well worth it. Yes, and I cried when Harry Dunn came on and started speaking. We really let all of the people that defended our Capitol down on November 5th. We didn't. They did. But I have the flu now, so I'm in bed, actually.
Oh, boo-boo. Sending love and light. Sending love and light. Happy Martin Luther King Day. And nothing else. All right. Dino Badala coming up. Stephanie Miller Show rolls on.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome one of Wisconsin's very own, comedian Tom Clark. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and I discuss award season. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump and Melania Trump departing St. John's Church in Washington, headed to the White House for tea with the President and First Lady. Earlier this morning, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for the January 6th committee and for General Mark Milley, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who referred to Donald Trump as a fascist before the election. Also pardoned, the man who helped lead the country through COVID. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC he accepts the pardon from President Biden and is grateful for it. But he emphasized that he committed no crimes. Fauci did say to ABC the threats and possibility of prosecution, quote, creates immeasurable and intolerable distress on me and my family. Throughout his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump vowed to exact retribution on his political enemies. Fauci faced intense scrutiny and vitriol for the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
This is ABC News.